Let's turn in our songbooks, our hymn books, to number 48. Oh, sweet wonder. We spoke of the wonder of Jesus yesterday morning a little bit. Jesus, the Son of God, how I adore thee, how I love thee. Remember, when you're singing the chorus, you're not singing about him, you're singing to him. So let's sing it that way.
Jesus,
he become a sweet wonder to you? Yet, he wants to. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Let's believe him for that. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus, what a wonder you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Open my eyes, Lord. Today, all over this camp. Let us see Jesus as he really is. You're so much greater than we perceive you to be, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you'll just open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding. May they be enlightened. We pray, Lord, that you'll open our ears as we come together, that we might hear your voice. Open our hearts, Jesus, to receive all that you want to minister to us, Lord. We thank you that the Holy Spirit opens the heart. Amen. And so we appeal to you today, Lord. We invite you to come to every avenue of our being. Fill us with Jesus today. Fill us with Jesus today. He must increase. We must decrease. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have cleansed us. You're sanctifying us, Lord. You've sanctified us so that you might dwell in us. Let these temples be filled with your glory today, we pray. More and more and more. Children, adults, Lord, we pray that the glory of God will come upon these grounds and that we'll walk in that glory today in a very wonderful way that will be unusually conscious of your presence as we go about our duties and fellowship one with another. Let us know that there's a third party in all of our fellowship in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a few verses in the Bible that speak about when we come to the house of God, and we read one of them yesterday, a few of them from Ecclesiastes 5. But you know, in Psalm 27, it says that he wants to go to the sanctuary of the Lord to see the beauty of the Lord. And I often think of that when I come to church. I want to see the beauty of Jesus in this meeting. We often pray that way, and when we pray for our church, when people come into this place, let them see the beauty of Jesus. Let them see how beautiful he is. Let him be the main attraction. Somehow draw people's attention away from everything else and help us to focus on Jesus and get a new sight of him, a fresh sight. and to leave with that sense that Jesus is so precious, so beautiful. I want to know him. I want to be like him. And let that be the thing that we carry home with us. And then the Bible tells us that David said that I long to see the power and the glory of God such as I've seen in the sanctuary. And we pray that too. Lord, let the power of God be manifested. The Bible tells us Jesus is the power of God. We're not seeking some force or some power. We're seeking Jesus to powerfully work in us. We don't separate these things from the person of Christ. That's when we get into danger. And so we pray, Lord, let the power of God be manifested. Let Jesus move and bring deliverance to those that are bound, to bring changes into our lives, to reveal himself. And then he speaks of the glory of God. And I suppose the glory of God speaks of the presence of God, certainly. And we certainly can have faith that God will manifest his presence. It's so wonderful when the Lord can just move in the meeting as he desires to. And we don't limit him to a program. We're willing to throw away our notes if the Holy Spirit has something else in mind. And we just want people to experience the presence of Jesus, that healing presence, that delivering presence, that presence that brings joy. Someone prayed yesterday, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Before I started the meeting, I was looking around and I said to myself, I'm going to get up when I see someone smile. But nobody smiled. That's okay. But you know, I think we need... I wasn't looking your direction. You know, one time we had special meetings in Canarsie, and we had a whole week of meetings, and then my neighbor said, who died? And I said, no, nobody died. He said, everybody looked so sad when they came out of church. You know, sometimes we get so serious and so earnest that we miss the joy of his presence. You know, there are other churches where people always seem so happy, sometimes too happy, and they're missing some other things, but I think we could experience more joy in the presence of God. And because if in his presence is fullness of joy and he's manifesting his presence, we ought to experience that joy. That joy that comes from deep within, because we know him and he lives in our hearts. Praise God. And so let's rejoice with trembling. That's it. The Bible tells us to rejoice with trembling. We're not so happy that we don't take God as seriously or his word seriously or realize that he's a holy God and that we need to honor and respect and reverence him. But we can do all that with rejoicing, knowing that this holy God loves us and invites us to enjoy him. And he makes us worthy by his precious blood. What a price he paid so that we can come into his presence and experience Jesus every day and every moment of the day. Praise God. Let's sing The Name of Jesus Is So Sweet. That's the next page, the page prior to the one, number 47. Praise God. Our sister Lily Petfield is leaving in today. She's still here? Yes, she is. She's the one smiling in the back. So she'll be back again during the summer, back and forth. I think she's leaving Brother Bob behind, yeah? But we want to pray for her, and then we also want to welcome others that have joined us yesterday, this lovely family with these sweet little children, and others. So, but let's sing, and then maybe between the third and fourth verse, someone might want to say something, I don't know, and then we'll pray, okay? Number 47.
The name of Jesus is so sweet. I love its beauty.
I think next year I'm going to go through the hymn book and I'm going to put an M next to hymns that should be sung in the morning. The ones with the low notes and the ones with the high notes we should sing in the afternoon, right? I always choose these songs and I still have my morning voice. And so we make a joyful noise.
Praise God.
We thank God for Sister Lily and for her service here at the camp. Her name is Lily. She works in a garden and she wants to be a tree. Interesting. So you see something there. Let's pray for her that God will bless her and her family. Of course, Brother Bob serves God so faithfully here. And we know they do it all for the Lord, and it's the grace of God in them, so we give God the glory. But we appreciate the vessels that He uses. I thanked somebody for something, and they said, oh, it's not me, it's the Lord. And then I said, I know it's the Lord, but I appreciate the vessel that He used. Not everyone's willing to say yes and do what God calls them to do. So, Lord, we pray for Sister Lily. We thank You for her, and we thank You for the love of God in her. We thank You for her love for You and her walk with You, which is all a blessing to us. We thank You for her service, Lord, here at the camp, the things that she does to beautify these grounds. And Lord, we just pray that You'll strengthen her. We pray that You'll cover her with Your blood as she travels. Pray that You'll bless her family, Lord, everyone. We thank You for all that You've invested in each of these lives. And we know, Lord, that You're going to watch over Your work and You're going to bring it to fruition in each and every one, Lord. And so we just pray that You'll fill us with faith and the grace that we need to watch the work of God grow and come forth in these lives. We pray, Lord, that You will just give her a sweet touch of Your presence as she steps off these grounds, Lord, and help her to bring that fragrance of Jesus with her wherever she goes, reminding people, calling their attention to the wonder of our wonderful Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We also have people that joined us. And I'm going to put my glasses on, but my glasses do not have a pronunciation check on them. I wish someone would invent that already. Wow. This lovely family with the three children, we see them growing. Sister Mary says she loves to see the children on the grounds. And I was at the beach yesterday, and I saw them splashing in the water. And I thought, you know, I remember my children that age splashing in the water, and my parents probably remember us that age splashing in the same lake. And camp is really a place for children, and we love them, and we know that God works in them while they're here, even when they're so tiny. Hallelujah. Someone have a song that you would like us to sing? Someone who maybe hasn't chosen a song yet?
95.
Okay, 95. That's a good one.
Fountain filled with blood.
Sure. Okay. Number 95. Oh, we do. I'm going to save that for... Yes. I didn't tell you how long the break would be. We may... Perhaps we'll sing that at the end of the meeting. Thank you. 95. And then let's feel free. Maybe others want to testify. Maybe not, but whatever the Lord wants, let's attempt to follow His leading, okay? Number 95.
Sinners come, he needs them.
16. Let's sing it. Would you like to stand? Why don't we do that?
When peace.
hearts as we sing the last.
And Lord is the day when the day shall be so. Come, clouds be rolled back as a storm, and God shall be sound, and the Lord shall descend, even so.
Can we all say, it is well with my soul, that things are right between me and God? I've been washed in the blood and filled with His Spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. If it's well with your soul, then nothing else matters. And if it's not well with your soul, oh my. Oh, Jesus, you make it well. You make it well. Hallelujah. Let's bring everything under the blood right now. Anything troubling your conscience, anything that God has put His finger on, let's put it under the blood right now. Jesus has made it simple for us. He took our blame, God, for the sins that we commit. And God gave us the credit for the life that Jesus lived. Oh, hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God in Him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We put it under the blood right now, Lord. Oh, sprinkle this meeting with your blood, Lord, our great high priest. Lord, you came and out and sprinkled the people with the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus, you with your own precious blood, you sprinkle us this morning afresh and anew. Oh, Jesus, cause that cleansing to go deeper than it's ever gone before, Lord. Get to the very bottom of us, Lord, and make it all that You can make it, Jesus, we pray. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for all that You're doing. We praise Your precious name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't carry that thing anymore. Don't carry that guilt, that shame. Give it to Jesus. He makes all things new. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 10 years ago, 10 minutes ago, whatever it is, bring it to Him. Thank you. It's all been atoned for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord's near to us. He's dealing with us, working in us. It's His meeting. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in me. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blood.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah.
Are going to hike today, and so let's pray that God will watch over them. We've done that, but also that he'll give them good weather. Now, who has faith for the weather? Maybe we have to all have faith together, right? that's a big thing, the weather. Praise God. Lord, we do pray that you and your goodness and mercy will grant us good weather today, so that the children can enjoy the day and their hike, that you'll watch over them and keep them from any serious accidents, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll give wisdom to the counselors as they watch over the children and strengthen them, Lord, we pray, and make it a blessed day for them. And Lord, we pray that this whole day that you'll just shine upon the camp. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful place that we can enjoy. Thank you for your creation. And Lord, we just pray that today that you'll fill us with great joy as we walk in the sunshine of your love. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I was telling somebody that they call Pilgrim Camp Millionaires Lake. There's evidently a number of millionaires that live along this lake. And I'd like to get to know each one of them personally. Invite them to my church. But I thought, Lord, look at this. Here's poor Kenny Friedman, and I'm enjoying the same beautiful lake that the millionaires are enjoying every year. And I can enjoy the same water and see the same scenery. And, you know, Jesus does that for us, right? Because we're rich in him. Hallelujah. Have you ever felt that way? Oh, I'm so rich. You look at your walk with God. You look at your precious family. And you say, oh, God, I'm so rich. Rich in Jesus. And possessions and these material things can't compare. They can't compare with that richness that we have in Christ and in the people that he's brought into our lives. Praise God. So we thank God for that.